Justin, did you get the Botox to get this look?
Right. I'm getting eyelid surgery tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I've always, like, if you look at any picture of me, I sort of have, well, I guess I'm posing, so I don't know how much you could really tell from looking at
and
it.
And with the glasses, too.
And with the glasses on, yeah. But I've always, as long as I can remember, have always looked older than I am. And
even when you were 16, and even your Foster Grants and your full beard.
That's right.
You looked 29.
Seriously.
With your smoking pipe.
Yes. I figured I may as well just live the part, you know, since I look older. But, you know, they have that surgery now where, and I've got friends, I have friends who have had it done where they, you know, take a little part of that overlapping eyelid and they lift it a little bit so that you just, so your eyes look a little brighter.
Well, and you're takes not years doing off. It for cosmetic reasons so much as you are for it's starting to affect your eyesight as well. Correct?
Yeah, my eye doctor said, you know, pretty soon
you're going to have some issues with this.
That flap is going to start getting in the way of your pupil. He says, you're not there yet, but you're
so what does
close.
That do? It impedes on your vision then? So it kind of goes over top of your pupil and you can't see?
Yeah, I mean, the top of your eye basically just droops down in your pupil, so it affects your vision. Mm. Yeah.
So you're getting that little, some little pieces of skin there snipped off tomorrow.
Exactly.
And you'll be back on Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, all bruised and battered.
Yeah, probably.
Probably a little bit.
Yeah, a little swollen too. But
get the frozen peas, Jeff.
That's right.
Yeah, but I had this opportunity. Dr. John Mendelson with Advanced Cosmetics offered to do it. And I said, yeah, because, you know, he's just really good. You know, he does anything like from the neck up. This guy's a genius. And I've seen the before and afters. And I said, if you can make me, you know, if you could take a before and after of me and make that look good, I'll do that. Because, you know, a 39-year-old guy shouldn't look like this.
Right. I hear you.
So, yeah, we'll see Monday. We could do like a side by side. This is Jeff before he got all bruised and swollen. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you a full report. I'll keep a journal. And I'll let you know, like, how painful it is or isn't. You know, what...
Most of the time...
Are you going to be laid up all weekend, pretty
yeah,
much?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Most of the time, I want to know about the recovery. Like, I can go through all the getting it done and stuff. But how long am I going to be able to, like, not drive or lay around? You know?
I guess the first day, I got ice. So, I'll just have, like, a bag of peas on my eyes. 15 minutes on, 15 minutes off. 15 minutes on, 15 minutes off.
But you'll be able to keep your eyes open and watch, you know, binge watch something, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what I enjoy doing after a good surgery, is to just lay around and take the pain pills and watch some TV.
I will. I'm going to stay at home all weekend. I do have to run over to his office like Saturday because I'm having the surgery Friday. He wants me to come in Saturday so he can take a quick look at it. Make sure he didn't screw it up.
I feel like I'm about due for another good surgery because I need a break.
Yeah, I'm not going to say a word. I got reprimanded yesterday for laughing at Jen and I'm stopping right now.
I am. I'm plotting and planning what I'm going to do next. I got a list.
Well, just, you know, pray that he doesn't screw it up. That's all.
Okay.
He won't.
No, he won't. I'm just kidding.
You're going to come out and you're going to be like, why didn't I do this years ago?
Yeah. What's going to be great is if Jeff starts to like this all, because he was looking at it. Were you guys around yesterday or where were you in the room yesterday when Jeff's looking at, you know, the video from yesterday's?
Oh, yes. The Facebook Live video.
And he's looking at himself and he's going, oh,
I really love the way my hair is looking.
Good.
Right. Yeah. So again, another plug for Dr. John Mendelson.
He did say this. He was like, wow.
He was totally checking himself out.
I was not there for this.
You were not here for this. It was the three of us.
Uh-huh. All right. So you guys know I had a hair transplant, right?
Yes.
So I was going, again, it's this, and you've heard me talk about it on the commercials. You know, I was losing my hair. I was getting thinning hair.
And this
in
was
my
your
20s.
Third procedure.
And this is my third procedure. Yeah. So really, I would be pretty much bald had I not had these hair transplants. And so I had had two, and I was happy with the results, but I was still,
you
know,
more.
Well, you lose, you know, guys like me. I mean, I'd be looking like Bruce Willis had I not had these hair transplants. And I just, the bald look doesn't look good on me. It's like a shirt that just doesn't fit right.
Do you not like the shape of your head?
I don't like the shape of my head. Some guys can pull it off. I just don't like it.
And you have tried it. We can say that because I remember
really short.
You had it cut super short, almost not slick bald, but very short.
Yeah, I've done it a couple of times and I just don't like it on me. So I decided I was going to do the hair transplants, and I was happy with the results for a while, but you know, you still continue to lose hair. And if you're going to look like any of my cousins or my grandfathers on my mother's side, then, you know, I would have been an egghead eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So, which just is, it doesn't work on me.
Right.
So I got it done. Anyway, I had two procedures. I was happy with it, but I still had really thin hair. Dr. Mendelsohn said I have this new technology. It's called Smart Graft, where instead of making an incision like we do, he says, you know, we're able to like literally move hair follicles to the top of your head, from the back of your head to the top of your head to make it, to thicken it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So they're taking hairs from the back of your head, not from like your chest or your lower back or anything.
Right. Although you could probably do that. Wouldn't that be great?
That would have been way more fun.
Or other places.
Right, exactly. There's lots of hair growing other places on your body. If we could take in some of that.
What's up with that weird patch of hair there? It's not like the other ones.
It's a little coarse.
That's what I was thinking.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's crazy. But like even guys who are completely bald, have you ever noticed that, you know, if they let it grow, like the back of their hair, it continues to grow forever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's where we took the follicles from.
There you go.
And we just moved them to the front. And it helps kind of reshape your face a little bit.
But it was fun watching you admire yourself on video yesterday.
I know.
And all I can picture is like, okay, here is Jeff, the guy that used to get so frustrated over women and their plastic surgery. And I'm thinking, all right, so he's got the hair, now he's doing the eyes, and he's going to like the way the eyes look. What's next?
Lipo.
Is Jeff going to get on the list?
I don't know.
That's what I want. I want the liposuction. We actually, and I am not joking about this, off air, we probably talked for about 20 minutes about different plastic surgery procedures, just in general.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of information.
Because we've
my
all
head
had
now.
One or two things done.
Well, what encourages me.
Except for Tim.
Tim hasn't had anything yet. But what?
Yet.
What encourages me is that what I did, I was looking at that Facebook Live video yesterday and I'm like, wow, you know, that hair is really starting to come in now, because this is what happens. So I had the hair transplant Labor Day weekend. So it was a nice long 3-day weekend. And then they said it's going to take about 6 to 8 months before your hair starts to grow in.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
we're at 5 months.
We're at 5 months and I'm noticing it coming in. And I just really liked the way it looked. Now, you know, I'm still thin in the back, and I'm okay with that. I just didn't want to be bald, that's all.
Yeah. We're going to have to take your mirror back there in the corner, Fritch, and put it over by Jeff.
But
put it right in between the computers.
It's important for us to say, too, like, you're getting your eyes done because that's a medical procedure.
Yeah.
Like, the plastic surgery that I had a breast reduction and lift because I had a problem in that area.
Well, it's something that I had to have done anyway, but, you know, make no mistake. I mean, don't let me fool you. You know, there is some vanity in there, too, because I'm excited. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't excited that these are going to brighten my eyes a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, maybe take a few years off me so I can look like the handsome 39-year-old I am.
Well, I will say all of the plastic surgery I've had, you know, it's because either I was fat or I wanted bigger boobs or I wanted my nipples back up where they were supposed to be.
Yeah.
Right. So.
So we've all got really good reasons.
We all got really good reasons. So that's what I'm doing tomorrow. So I'll be out tomorrow and then I'll be back on Monday and we can look.
Check it out. Well, we're not going to be able to tell for a while because all that swelling is going to have to go down. It'll be a few weeks before you'll really know.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said it'll be maybe 2 to 3 weeks at least.
Are you going to be on our Facebook Live video with your eyes all swollen
on
Monday?
Sure, why not? You may as well see how it is. I mean,
that's the thing that
get a realistic look of how it all goes.
That's what I want to know. Like, is, you know, is this a procedure that people are going to look at you and be like, oh my gosh, what happened?
Yeah, I'll walk you through it.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many women have come up to me and they want to see the hair because, you know, they have hair. They have parts of their hair that's thinning a little bit.
That is so hard for women to deal with. You know, bald men is something that you see all the time.
Right.
In society, but women struggle with that.
But I have had more than one woman say to me, wow, if they can make you look that good.
What can they do for me?
Yeah. So, you know, maybe like with the eyelid thing, you know, be some that can be a journey you all can kind of walk with me on, and I'll share you the good, the bad, the ugly.
And if anybody that doesn't know you have surgery looks at you and says, oh my God, what happened to you? Please tell them. Jen finally had enough.
Yep.
And she just clocked me one or hit me with her shoe.
No, we make love here, Jen, not war.
8:33, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. We got a flood watch in effect and patchy, dense fog.